A Very Short History of Life on Earth, written and read by Henry G. Chapter 1. A Song of Fire and Ice. Once upon a time, a giant star was dying. It had been burning for millions of years. Now the fusion furnace at its core had no more fuel to burn. The star created the energy it needed to shine by fusing hydrogen atoms to make helium. The energy produced by the fusion did more than make the star shine. It was vital to counteract the inward pull of the star's own gravity. When the supply of available hydrogen began to run low, the star began to fuse helium into atoms of heavier elements, such as carbon and oxygen. By then, though, the star was running out of things to burn. The day came when the fuel ran out completely. Gravity won the battle. The star imploded. After the millions of years of burning, the collapse took a split second. It prompted a rebound so explosive that it lit up the universe. A supernova. Any life that might have existed in the star's own planetary system would have been obliterated. But in the cataclysm of its death were born the seeds of something new. Even heavier chemical elements, forged in the final moments of the star's life, silicon, nickel, sulfur and iron, were spread far and wide by the explosion. Millions of years later, the gravitational shockwave of the supernova explosion passed through a cloud of gas, dust, and ice. The stretch and squeeze of the gravitational wave made the cloud fall in on itself. As it contracted, it started to rotate. The pull of gravity squeezed the gas at the cloud's center so much that atoms began to fuse together. Hydrogen atoms were pressed together, forming helium, creating light and heat. The circle of stellar life was complete. From the death of an ancient star emerged another, fresh and new, our sun. The cloud of gas, dust and ice was enriched with the elements created in the supernova. Swirling around the new sun, it also coagulated into a system of planets. One of them was our Earth. The infant Earth was very different from the one we know today. The atmosphere would have been to us an unbreathable fog of methane, carbon dioxide, water vapor, and hydrogen. The surface was an ocean of molten lava, perpetually stirred up by the impacts of asteroids, comets, and even other planets. One of these was Theia, a planet about the same size as today's Mars. Theia struck the Earth a glancing blow and disintegrated. The collision blasted much of the Earth's surface into space. For a few million years, our planet had rings like Saturn. Eventually, the rings coalesced to create another new world,